USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman accusing him of sexual assault will both testify publicly before a Senate committee hearing on Monday. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley saying Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's accusations deserve to be heard. While on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was questioning the timing of the allegations.
It is an accusation which the ranking member of the Committee of Jurisdiction has known about for at least 6 weeks. Yet chose to keep secret until the 11th hour.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence now drenching the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Florence is now a post-tropical cyclone, but still a dangerous rainmaker causing flooding and causing at least 32 fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump is slapping China with a new round of tariffs. The White House announcing its plans for the 10% tariff on $200 billion worth of imported Chinese goods. Sanctions that are now set to take effect Monday and would rise to 25% at the beginning of 2019. In a statement, President Trump's telling China's leaders to end their country's unfair trade practices. The Trump administration cutting back on the number of refugees it will allow into the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announcing the U.S. will take in 30,000 refugees next year, down from 45,000 that the U.S. planned to admit this year. When President Trump took office, the U.S. was taking in about 110,000 refugees every year. Pompeo also announcing that next year the U.S. will process 280,000 asylum seekers. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Visa, MasterCard, and a number of banks will pay $6.2 billion to settle a lawsuit with retailers. The agreement today settles a long-running lawsuit over the fees that merchants pay when they accept credit card payments, so-called swipe fees. Banks who were sued included J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Bank of America. A judge still has to approve the final settlement. A very public scuffle breaks out between actor Tom Arnold and The Apprentice producer Mark Burnett, and it's led to quite the exchange on social media, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Arnold tweeted that Burnett choked him at a pre-Emmys party on Sunday in Los Angeles. Burnett's wife, actress Roma Downey, tweeted that Arnold tried to ambush the couple, and she posted a photo of what she said is her bruised hand. Arnold's lawyer, Marty Singer, told The Hollywood Reporter that Burnett attacked Arnold. Actress Allison Hannigan was there, and she tweeted that she saw the whole thing and thought it was a joke until security jumped in. Police say no report was taken. Arnold has a new show debuting Tuesday called The Hunt for the Trump Tapes, which follows Arnold's attempts to find the tapes that show the president expressing bigoted views on the set of The Apprentice, which Arnold was once a contestant on. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.